medication to help me have healthy relationships. Characteristics of healthy boundaries. In Chapter 9, I describe the characteristics or markers of healthy boundaries and limits. How can I recognize them? How can I know a healthy boundary from an unhealthy one? Basic dynamics and core issues in relationships. In Chapter 10, I review some basic dynamics, such as pursuing and distancing in relationships, and show how boundaries interact with each of these basic dynamics. In Chapters 11 and 12, I describe our core life and recovery issues, and show how they also involve boundaries and limits. Triangles. Triangles can aggravate the harmony in a relationship. Chapters 13 and 14 show a simplified approach to recognizing and understanding triangles, wherein I may find myself involved in a painful or conflicted three-way relationship, and how to get out of and even avoid them. The process of recovery and spirituality. But how does all of this material relate to the process of recovery and healing? This is what I describe in Chapter 15. In Chapter 16, entitled "No is a Complete Sentence," I show additional ways of setting healthy boundaries and limits, including being assertive. And in Chapter 17, I discuss some practical perspectives on spirituality and boundaries. Because boundaries are related to the psycho-spiritual energy of the body, I have included in the appendix an exciting and useful approach to this topic by author and researcher Barbara Harris, which is found in the bonus PDF. I believe that this book offers a new and expanded perspective on the importance of boundaries and limits in relationships. This is because most of what is in this book is not included or discussed in this detail or approach in any other book. Whether you are seeking to improve your relationships or you are a helping professional who assists people in any aspects of the process of healing, I hope that you will find this book to be useful. Charles L. Whitfield, M.D., Baltimore, April 1993. Foreword by John Amadeo, Ph.D. When I first read Charles Whitfield's classic book, Healing the Child Within, I was impressed by the clarity and skill of his writing. He has shown a new light on the vital theme of reawakening to our authentic, true self. In this book, he directs our attention to the equally vital task of creating boundaries to protect and nurture that real self. A boundary marks the place where my reality ends and where yours begins. That may seem obvious, but the key question is this: what does it mean that you and I are two distinct, unique individuals? What are the implications for how we relate to ourselves and others? Our inner life consists of our feelings, thoughts, needs, and wants, as well as our values, our hopes, and our dreams, what is important and meaningful to us. These are vital aspects of who we are. They comprise some major aspects of what Whitfield calls our true self. No one can take that from us. Contacting and living from our true self is the central task of personal growth. But being real and genuine is easier said than done, for it places us in a vulnerable position in relation to others. It exposes us to the dreaded possibility of being criticized, rejected, and hurt. These affronts to our sensitive soul may send us scurrying back into a cell of bitter pain and isolation, where we feel worthless, inadequate, and inferior. We then feel unsafe.